We're joined now for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation this week. Assistant Coach Jimmy Spratt. Coach, six games left in the regular season. You guys are in Youngstown this weekend. How do you think this season has gone to this point? It's been a roller coaster up and down. It seems as though there's been more of the chaos in that second half of the regular season, at least from my perspective. Where do you think this team is currently sitting in the midst of a playoff race?
Well, I mean, you can look at the standings, and we're certainly right there. I mean, most definitely, I feel like it's felt like a roller coaster for sure with a lot of the highs and lows, but we've managed to find ourselves in a pretty good spot, still in striking distance of home ice with six games to go. So, you know, I think you'd certainly take that. You'd like a little more consistency, but what's done is done, and we're still in a pretty good spot moving forward.
At this point, with all the different moving pieces, different guys coming and going, bringing in some high school talent after the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament, how are all the newer guys integrating into the system, especially with some of those, you know, only a handful of guys that were on the roster in September still being active and healthy at this point?
Yeah, I think we've made some moves, looking, you could call it a retool, maybe a little bit of a rebuild, but we're younger, and a lot of these younger guys have done a really good job. I mean, especially you got Brooks Cullen and Mason West, who just stepped in right from high school, which is a massive jump, and they've certainly held their own. And then, you know, I look on the back end, we got Colin McCrate and Cam McCoyne, who they've played some really good hockey as of late, so that's very encouraging moving forward. So I think those moves, again, kind of, you know, kept us probably par to where we were, but really moving forward, I think that those are going to be key pieces.
With this matchup this weekend against Youngstown, we know the Phantoms have already clinched a playoff berth. You guys are right on the cusp of clinching a playoff berth. How crucial are those two road games in trying to get a bit of that confidence back and then keeping that ball rolling of good hockey as you approach the postseason play?
Yeah, they're huge. I'm not sure. I think do we need one more point to clinch a playoff spot? So obviously that's you know, first business is getting that playoff spot. But like you said, you know, playing good hockey just to keep the momentum going. You know, we've got two home games next week against a team who's right next to us in the standings, and then we finish with a home-and-home against Sioux Falls. So, again, yeah, clinching playoffs is probably top priority, but, you know, really just playing good hockey to keep that rolling into the postseason will be important.
Now, Coach, how do you get a team that's been – you know, slumping a little bit lately, how do you get them back to playing good hockey? Is it just about dialing in and worrying about your guys' systems, or is it one of those things you need a couple pucks to bounce the right way, kind of get that momentum back on your side of the ice?
Yeah, I mean, I think bounces are good. When you talk systems piece, I mean, really when you look at, like, especially last week and, like, 5-on-5 play, I think where we outscored our opponent, where we're struggling now is the penalty kill has been struggling. You know, we lost a couple players who were key killers for us, so trying to get that back dialed in. And then on the power play, now we've scored some goals on the power play, which was the struggle in the past, but we've given up a handful of shorthanded goals. So when you know, the shorthanded goals against and then the power or the penalty kill goals against, it's like you take that out of the equation, we're playing pretty well. So that's the part of our systems, which has been totally fine. I think the special teams, we need to get back dialed in to give us a chance.
Now, when it comes to that, I know that I was there last weekend and saw that Saturday game, and we saw one of the goals that was given up was a shorthanded one. Is that just kind of maybe lack of chemistry, since there have been so many changes in the roster over the course of the season, where those defensemen, those specialty units need to really kind of have time to gel together, which a lot of times if a team doesn't make a lot of moves or makes minimal moves, there's more chemistry among those specialty units?
Yeah, I think certainly knowing, you know, having that chemistry, knowing who you're playing with, knowing where guys are going to be, and when you are under pressure, especially in the high ice, you know, just resetting it back down low. I think when you kind of play around with the puck a little bit too much in the high ice, you know, bad things can happen because they're pressuring out. And if you turn the puck away, it turns into a breakaway, which has been happening. So I think the chemistry piece is one thing, and then just a little bit of the awareness piece. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are in Youngstown for a weekend series, two games there against the Phantoms. You guys don't, you know, spend too much time out in Ohio, and Youngstown doesn't come too often over to Fargo. But when you have a very long road trip like that, and I know you guys bus out there, what kind of stress does that put on the team? Not so much a stress, but, I mean, it makes the road trip a bit more difficult when you've got to drive for 10, 12 hours to get over there to Youngstown. So what kind of additional hurdles does that put there for you guys to try and overcome that long kind of, not really grogginess or jet lag per se, but having that long travel and getting out there a day earlier, how does that affect a team going into a weekend series like this?
If you're talking stress, quite honestly, I think it puts more stress on the coaches, like mm-hmm. being in charge of just the itinerary with the traveling and stopping at hotels and getting meals and booking practice ice and other arenas with the players. I mean, obviously there's the jet lag. I mean, there's an hour time change, which isn't the end of the world. Just being on the bus for a long time, but you know, we had a long day yesterday, on the bus all day yesterday. We stopped at the University of Notre Dame. We're here right now. We're about to practice at Notre Dame's arena, and then we finished the trip up today, which I think is another 4.5. So, you know, no excuses. Like, it's a grind, but we're here the day before a game. We'll wake up tomorrow, you know, in a hotel bed, just like any other road game, and hopefully skate the bus out of our legs in the morning. So, like I said, you know, with the players, it's the jet lag, but as for, you know, like stress, I mm-hmm. think that's more on the staff, making sure everything's in place.
Oh, absolutely. How cool is it for you guys, though? Cause I didn't realize you guys were practicing there on the University of Notre Dame's campus. How cool is it for you and the team to be, you know, practicing on a sheet of ice that is, for a lot of players, the next step in their careers is to go from juniors up to the collegiate game. How cool is it for them to be there on that ice?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we've got one player here who is a Notre Dame commit, so obviously he's seen it before. It's a beautiful facility here, so yeah, I can kind of give them a little taste of what the next level is like. Now, you know, we're a USHL team. A lot of our guys are already committed, and they've been on visits, and they've seen places like this. But it's always cool to, you know, to see, you know, something different, something new. Notre Dame's obviously a prestigious university, you know, worldwide. Now, unfortunately, we got to a hotel last night. We came to the rink this morning. It's not like we're sightseeing and, you know, seeing the football field and touchdown Jesus and all that stuff. But no,
it sounds like nice. You're pretty familiar with it, Jimmy.
Well, I like college football.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, it's a big deal here. So yeah, it's cool, but it's a business trip. But it mm-hmm. is nice just to just mm-hmm. have different just a little change up.
So I am a bit curious with so you'd mentioned, yeah, we have a player that's committed to Notre Dame. So I would imagine it's a bit of a homecoming, quote unquote, for him. But when you're on these road trips, and I know that they're business trips, you guys have a limited amount of time. You're on the ice for a couple hours, but for some of the younger guys that are still in the recruitment process, that maybe are looking at different universities, is there much of an opportunity for them to use this time outside of practice times, things of those sorts, as a bit of kind of a recruiting trail opportunity for them? Or is that something that's completely off the books and you got to wait till after game days and things of those sorts?
I mean, well, you know, guys will see the arena. I'm not sure, you know, we just rolled into the rink a little while ago. Like, I haven't seen, you know, anyone from their staff or anything. I'm sure that, you know, they've got a normal work day as well. So I think the university and arena here recruits itself. You know, if a kid comes here and he's uncommitted, he's going to see the rink and say, wow, this place is great. I'd love to go here. But there's, like I said, like, we're practicing, they're working. There's not a whole lot of recruiting going on right now. So, and we're also at a point in the season where the kind of like the, you know, I don't know the exact rules on how it works, but I know like the major signing periods are over with. But yeah, I mean, again, having any kid come here who is uncommitted, they're going to be eyes wide open and think it's great, because it is.
Last thing I have for you here today, Coach, is we had mentioned you're playing at Youngstown this weekend. You have the home series against Tri-City, and then you have the home and home of Sioux Falls to wrap up the regular season. You're a point away from being able to clinch a playoff berth. At this point, we had talked a bit about the team meshing and things of those sorts, but when you guys are approaching the postseason now at this point, how much of a playoff feel is it each and every night, especially on the road in hostile environments for you guys?
It should be. You know, I think that that's a message to give the team. Like, you know, we're still trying to clinch, and we're still in the race for home ice. So these games mean something as they're going to the rest of the way, you know, whether it's, you know, 6 games, 9 games, 12, whatever it may be, like all of these games mean something. And that's, you know, that's important for these players as for their development path. I think, you know, you play hockey for a long time, you're going to be put in big games where things matter. So it's crunch time for sure. So, you know, we need to have that playoff mentality. You know, it starts now. You know, it has started already, and it needs to continue in through April and hopefully May.